This is Entertainment Spotlight here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Are we finally seeing a sea change? Is it becoming less acceptable to sexually harass women? Maybe. We're seeing some positive signs. Dov Charney has been fired as CEO for American Apparel. Now, he was put on suspension last June over the many, many, many allegations of sexual misconduct. But that was just for show. He was rehired a month later as a strategic consultant to the company. Now, he's out. He has been fired for cause, but they won't tell us what the cause is, but we can pretty much guess. I'm thinking it has something to do with the many female employees who have claimed that he sexually harassed them and sexually assaulted them, some of whom went on to file lawsuits. I guess they reached the magic number where there were enough people complaining that finally these women could be believed. Or maybe, as in the case of Bill Cosby, a man had to come forward and say that maybe they had a problem. Not sure. Speaking of Bill Cosby, Chloe Gullins is the 24-year-old model and dancer who is the latest to come forward about Bill Cosby, and this is a very recent claim. She says that she went to a party with a friend at Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion in 2008. She was 18 years old at the time. She says that Cosby drugged her and led her into a bedroom, and she woke up completely naked, dazed, and Cosby was masturbating while licking and biting her toes. She is not claiming that she was raped or even molested, but she does say that she felt violated and humiliated. Yeah, I would think so. Even though this case is only a few years old, she's not accusing him of rape, and it's the lesser charge of sexual battery, which has a 6-year statute of limitations, which has probably already run out. At this point, it's way, way, way more than enough women to actually start believing them. A football player has been fired for sexual assault. Well, he's accused of sexual assault, but he's fired because there's a suspicion of it. But no, it's not the NFL that's finally taking things seriously. No, this was the 49ers. And the general manager decided they weren't going to put up with this, and they fired him. Defensive lineman Ray McDonald is going to have to find himself a new job. This is strike two for McDonald because he was accused of domestic violence, although, as seems to be so often the case, the DA declined to file charges. As also seems to be part of a pattern, it was his fiancée, and she wasn't cooperating with investigators, so they really couldn't go after him. I wonder how soon their wedding will be moved up. Of course, in his case, it'd be more difficult because he doesn't have a job. I'll be honest with you, I think that Pepperdine University has a much better reputation than they deserve. I've known people who've gotten degrees there, and I just don't think those degrees are really worth it, frankly. And being as how they're a pretty Christian campus, it is not surprising that it is a pretty toxic environment for lesbian basketball players. Two of them are suing Pepperdine this week. The two players had to face repeated questions about their dating and sexual habits. They were told specifically that lesbianism is not tolerated on the team. Both players have been benched. The claim is for medical reasons, but the actual reason is probably suspicion of playing basketball while lesbian. Clearly, the behavior of the school's officials was out of bounds, but they might not win their Title IX suit. Because it's never been settled in court, the Title IX protects you based on your sexual orientation. Some courts interpret it as only having a gender non-conforming appearance or behavior. I suppose it could claim that their behavior, having sex with other women, is certainly non-conforming to their gender. But this has never really been worked out in court. Another court case had a bad outcome, at least for the California-based adult video industry, which basically doesn't exist so much anymore. We've still got companies that are headquartered here, but in the LA area that used to be the porn capital of the world, there's not a lot of porn shoots that are actually done anymore. They go to other places. That's because in LA there is a law that requires actors in pornographic films to use condoms. But they can go elsewhere and not use condoms and be just fine, so they shoot there because there's no real demand for condoms in porn. And we had a system of testing people that worked really, really well. But there was a nutball from the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, the guy who runs it, who became this crusader. And he's been very, very successful at going after the adult industry. Well, the law went before a federal appeals court, and they upheld the ordinance. What that means is slightly reduced safety for women who are no longer be here in one area where things could be kept an eye on, you could be encouraged to get proper testing. We had testing facilities here. Now that's spread out, it's harder to control things, and LA loses millions of dollars in revenue that we used to get from all the porn shoots. Studies show that false accusations of rape are actually pretty rare. They're a very small percentage of rape accusations. This is an odd story, though. She's a prostitute, and her name is Chastity Angel Plummer. I'm sure her parents never had a clue as to what career she'd go into when they named her. She was in a Hyatt hotel, and she called the police and said that a guest there had raped her. But what they found out is that she was a prostitute, she didn't get paid, so she called the cops on the guy. Now, if you listen to the show, you know that I believe that prostitution should be legal and well-monitored to keep everybody safe. But legal or illegal, it's still a business where you get the cash up front. I guess this woman needs a business manager. Maybe she'll have some time to find one while she's sitting in prison.